Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
A chance to promote some of our local acts that are making big waves across the scene. And today, well, morning to John Gibbons, first of all.
Hiya, you all right, mate?
Yeah, we were both missing last week.
Yes.
And actually, last week was the first time there was live music in the studio.
I know, I've been told off when I...
What's going on there?
So, Steve Reed from the Mono Piece came down, brought his guitar in there, sang a few tunes. So I've been told off that like not everyone's bringing instruments, so we'll sort that out in the future.
I'll tell you what, we need live music. It's a good job these lads didn't. We've got a packed out studio. We've got the Cheap Thrills in here. We've got Lewis. Morning to you, Lewis.
Morning,
Anton as well. Morning. Hello, Anton. Get into the microphone there so we can hear you properly. Terry and Callum as well. Hi. Hiya, lads. Great to see you all in here. And we were just talking before. You had your track played at Anfield last night. In fact, you've had your track played a couple of times at Anfield. What's that like?
It's scary, I think.
Firstly, yeah, you know what first. I mean? We've been players for a couple of years now, like, with George, like...
George Sefton, he's your mate.
Yeah,
he's great at promoting local bands, actually, George's, and he's played a few bands that I've been involved with, and he is really good. But these guys got played at half time, which is a little bit better. I haven't quite had the half time slot yet, yeah. I'll be honest with you. So
he's
was...
fifth member.
the honour of George playing you. Callum, tell us a little bit about that George story, just in terms of how George started playing. It's a great story.
Well, basically, yeah, I think he delivers parcels on the sides, and we missed the parcel.
On the side.
Well, yes.
He's the match day announcer. Yeah. He delivers parcels on the side.
My night.
But we missed the parcel, and he rang back the house saying, like, we missed the parcel. My dad recognised his voice. And then since then, we just had that connection, and really, like, that was where we got into him, like.
It's great. He doorsteps you with a parcel. You doorstep him. You've got to play our tune inside Anfield.
My dad's great for it, though. Like, he'll be straight in there, do you know what I mean? Like, no hesitation, do you know what I mean?
Tell us a bit about yourself. So the Cheap Thrills, where did it all originate from? Where are you all from? Whereabouts in Liverpool? Walton Vale?
Yeah.
All grew up together?
Yeah, no, we all went to the same primary school together, like. So,
primary school?
Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone from my primary school still. So you're the best of mates, are you?
Yeah, well, we've known each other for years.
We've been going like 5 years strong now.
5 years.
Without any sort of break in between.
Always called the Cheap Thrills.
Same the Cheap Thrills.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. How old are you, lads?
21,
right. You're in the prime of your life. Yeah. all right, just tell us, Terry, tell us about the Cheap Thrills then, but in terms of the band and for people who don't know it, because I know you've got a really strong following, haven't you? But for people who haven't heard you, how would you describe yourselves?
Well, I'd say if you haven't heard us, then you definitely should be listening to us. No, you know, we're full of energy when we play. We've got some great tunes, and they just need to be heard.
Just need to be heard. Full of energy. What is it? Is it sort of Gibbo? You've seen him a lot, haven't you?
I haven't seen him, actually. This is the first time we met. You know, this proves that I don't always just get my mates on every Friday.
Yeah. We've been doing this for months. It's the first time his mates haven't come on.
Because we've actually never met before. I've known about the guys for a while, and they've been sending me the stuff over, and it's really, really strong. But I've never actually seen them, so I'll have to sort that out myself. Now Terry's told me off as well. But the songs are great. Very bluesy, kind of real kind of earthy sound to them, great vocals on there, and kind of commercial sounding as well, so I'm sure everyone will enjoy it when they hear the track.
I'm just reading your bio here. It says you describe yourselves as a rock band, but underneath that it says what a psych pop vibe. We're going to hear your new song very shortly as well. Just in terms of gigging and who you've been on with recently and what you've done, what are some of your memorable gigs?
So we've been cast asked us to play a few times for us. We played in Dublin with them, and we played the hometown show in the O2 Academy last year, and that was boss. We was all made up with me. That's got to be the highlight so far, like playing with cast.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? Because those lads, especially being from the city.
Yeah, the people we look up to, and we've been listening to since we were kids. So
they're the ones that sort of inspire you and make you believe that, you know, you can... make a bigger step within the music industry.
Yeah, definitely.
How tough is it, the industry, do you think?
It's cruel.
Oh, no. Lewis, why is it cruel?
It just is. Not many people are nice to you, I don't think.
Not like Gibbo.
No. Some people are lovely. Yous are lovely. But there's a lot of people out to get you, I reckon.
Is it? Is that because there's such a fight, if you like, amongst?
Yeah, it's because the competition is so great.
There's so many great bands in Liverpool.
It's a bit of a scrap, like, isn't it? Really, it's at the end of the day, like.
But just gotta keep enjoying it, though, haven't you? Yeah, you know, definitely. And just keep trying to do what you're doing, and hope it happens for you.
Well, what do each of you do in the band? We'll start with you, Lewis.
I sing and play a little bit of guitar.
Right. He's got that proper singer's look, hasn't he? He has, hasn't
That's
he?
A good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Anton?
I'm the drummer.
Drummer. Yeah. Teddy?
I'm the lead guitarist.
And Callum as well?
And I'm the bassist.
Oh, he's even got it in his voice. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's actually quite good, really, isn't it?
No, we always say that. That's what you mentioned.
I'm racist.
Right, I'll tell you what, we'll play your track. Who wants to introduce this? So this is Cheap Thrills, Machine. One of you, step forward, tell me a little bit about it.
This is our latest single. The video of it can be found on our Facebook.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah,
it's had loads of views.
It's a single, like. It's poppy side of us, like, definitely, I think.
Right, yeah. And this is out now. You can get it on iTunes, can you?
iTunes, Spotify, it's available now. It works.
Okay. This is Cheap Thrills, Machine.
Like the fast ride off of a sinking ship, I swap my brain for a silicon chip, because the people I don't know have got to hold on me. They're trying to try me with routine, daytime telly and magazines. These people I don't know, they've got a hold on me. Cause the people I don't know, you gotta hold on me. There's always somewhere they can send you, where there's a toilet to attend to, or where to manage only by the wallet tells you what to do.
Like it. That's Cheap Thrills and Machine. 17 minutes past 9 o'clock. We've got Lewis, Anton, Terry and Callum from Cheap Thrills in the studio. Do you enjoy hearing it when you know it's getting played?
That's our favourite song, I think. Machine's our favourite.
At the moment.
Yeah, so far. We'll hate it next week, though.
Yeah, no,
I always sort of wonder that with bands. And, you know, when you see a band that's performed its same song for years and years and years, do you think they get sick of it?
Definitely. How much money it's made them.
Yeah, I know.
I like the real callous attitude of Lewis, then it depends on the cash.
Rolling them millions of pounds.
When you're a band, you want to feel like you're moving forward, aren't you? So you want to feel like everything you make is still fresh. And then when you play songs over and over again, sometimes it's hard to keep the momentum for them. But if you enjoy what you play, then it's not, is it?
What's the maddest song you play when you're gigging that really gets the crowd going ballistic? Is there one that you know? Is there sort of one anthemic song that you've got?
We've had the most response from Machine so far, though.
Right.
So yeah. I think machines.
It's got a nice pace to it. Like I think it's one of them. It's
it's a short pop song, and you can
But I think we've got a good set at the minute, like where everything sort of merges into one. Like we're at a good point at the minute.
Every time I look at Callum, I just imagine a massive bass guitar because of his voice. Unbelievable. Right, where are you gigging soon? Where can people catch you?
We've got a few. So on the Tuesday, the 22nd of March, we're playing in the Cavern. That's the first time I've actually played there, isn't it? And we've been together like
you
5 years.
You think that we would have played there?
We're playing it. Does that feel quite sort of poignant, historic for you to get to play in the Cavern, or?
I think it's a bit commercial now.
Oh, don't deride it. That's
yeah, it'll be good. It will be good.
Boss. I think I'm going to really enjoy it too. It's one of those venues you always want to play. You just kind of never got around to it.
And let's face it, whenever if you were touring in Europe, there's one place that people would know. They'd probably say, "You played the Cavern."
Yeah, I suppose
it is the most famous venue in the city.
Yeah. Go on. Where else, Anton?
We're trying to get out to Liverpool a bit more, so we've got playing in somewhere called the Shed in Leicester.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
Shed. So that's on the 15th of April. Then we're playing in Barnsley on the April the 29th, and then we've got quite a big one coming up here with the T Street Band. I think they're announcing it today. Well, tonight, I think. So this is probably the first.
You're allowed to announce it first?
Yeah, we've been given permission. So that's on April the 30th at the Camp and Furness.
That's one to look forward to.
In fact, Timo was in here talking about that, wasn't he?
He was saying, looking out for it. So this is an exclusive for all of us.
And they're great lads as well, aren't they?
Yeah, really good.
Is that sort of the perfect team up, them and you guys?
Yeah, maybe. We played Kendall with them a few years ago, Kendall Corlin.
Very good. That's massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on, you had one more.
Last one then, we're playing a concert in the square on the 29th of May. That's
in Concert Square.
It's a new one, big free festival on the Bank Holiday weekend in May.
Yeah, but like Dave McCabe and like the real people as well. So really looking forward to that.
That's superb. Are you lads full time musicians then? Or have you got jobs or at college?
We've all got uni and jobs.
You're all at uni? Well, let's go through. Callum, what do you do?
I'm in uni and I work in Zomino's.
Brilliant. I reckon you could have a future as a voiceover artist. Honestly, on TV. Terry, what about yourself?
I was in university, but changed my mind, gone on a different path, kind of like a spiritual awakening.
I'm not sure. I don't want to hear what your mum's had to say about that. All right.
No, but I'm going back. I'm going back in September.
Good lad. Anton?
Yeah, I'm in uni as well. And
what are you studying?
Physics I'm studying.
Oh, my life.
And I'm teaching drums at Aintree School of Music. I teach kids the drums.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. Yeah. I bet that's inspiring.
Yeah, it's boss. Yeah, I do really enjoy it.
Lewis?
Yeah, I do English in John Moores.
English, John Moores. I did that. How did I end up doing this? Absolutely zero idea.
There's hope for all of us.
Thanks very much.
The Cheap Thrills, you can catch them soon. Absolutely brilliant lads. Lewis Pike, Anton Eager, Terry Eaves, Callum Fitzpatrick. One more plug for your big song that's out, Machine, which we heard, which was superb. So that one you can grab it on iTunes.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.